Oh, it's good. Got a couple days to hang out before this sojourn here today, so I made the most of it.
And how are you approaching this little sojourn? It's 6 weeks, it's a long time, 6 weeks away. What's your message to folks?
Basically just, we're in it together. Everyone's probably prefer to be handling it a different way if we had our options, but we don't. So we're going to have to control what we can control and try and stay away from positive, try to stay positive and test negative, as they say. Just try and avoid everyone, basically. Stay together, focus on what we're there to do, make the most of it, but not put ourselves at any risk because, basically one positive test can put everyone out for a week or two, and that's multiplied by your training loads and things like that. So it's going to be tough to avoid, not run into a contact tracing or something like that, but we'll do our best, and hopefully we can get through the games and get home. Yeah, I mean, we were in a bubble here, like I said before. So, if there's flies allowed in the bubble, I'm going to be. We're going to do that, I guess, but it's going to make for a long trip. The difference in the NBA bubble is we were going somewhere safe and we could move around and do things and not have to worry about it. Here, it's the exact opposite. As soon as we land, we're at risk, more risk than when we left. So, we'll just do our best to. Eat outside and do takeout and delivery and all the other things and just try and make sure we're getting the most out of our training sessions and then shutting it back down. No, I'd imagine we'll be together. The problem, that's the real problem with the rules right now. It's the league doesn't. In America, the league has the rules. There's not really any rules in the country. So they can be a little bit more reasonable with, who's deemed a contact, a close contact, and so forth. Here, if one of our traveling party tests positive, I'm pretty sure the state will shut us all down. So it doesn't really matter how careful we are. We have to be careful to keep ourselves from getting infected. But in terms of avoiding contact tracing and being deemed close contacts, there's not much we can do. We're kind of at the mercy of the states that we're in, and I think Tasmania is one of the stricter. So if we were to catch a positive case, for example, against Adelaide, or one of them was to be positive, then we're at risk of being out for 2 weeks, even if we're all negative. So it's a lot of bells and whistles, a lot of rules, and it's going to be really hard to manage, to be honest. We definitely would have liked to have more. I think that was pretty common theme for our front office and our team. And I think there's some things working against us in terms of the Australian Open and venues and stuff like that. So I hope that they still give us a chance to get a couple more games in before we get home. But as sure as I'm standing here, there's going to be more changes because there's going to be positive tests and games canceled. And they're going to have to do more moving and shaking. So I hope we get the benefit of that if we can stay. We can avoid the isolations. No, jam them all in. Jam them in as we can. I think right now we're scheduled to play six before we get back. I hope to add one or two at the end of that last week. If they can add even more, that'd be great because that just makes things easier on the back end and it breaks up our time a little bit. It's tough to justify to these guys and their families that we're going away for. Whatever it is, 6-7 weeks to play six games, but those are one of the things that we can't control. So we'll focus on what we can control and just try and be as ready as we can when the games start.
On that family issue, Scott, what do you guys have in place to make sure that
we can touch
the
I guess our families have the option to travel, like I was saying before, but it's not really that feasible. And why would we put them at risk and break them from their routine to be with us for a few days a week. So We're going to take it one day at a time, at least my family is. And I believe our front office and Danny and Troy and my wife, Suzanne, are going to work with the other wives and partners to try and do some group things together, whether it's once a week or whatever the case is, just to try and break the time up and help each other out and lean on each other here too. It's going to be tough mentally for us, but they're going to have the tough side physically and mentally, looking after kids and whatever else. So yeah, we'll just all stay together on both locations, and hopefully we come out of this stronger as families and as a team.
So how well this team went last year in this situation when they were in Victoria Harvey. Can you go over 4-1? And build that momentum before you take it in a way stretch
now? Well, it's nice that they have the experience of it. It's a little different situation here, but similar constraints and similar challenges. So I think the guys have spoken about it. We've spoken about it as a team. And I'm sure that we have our professionalism and our experience will come in handy, no question about it.
Do you feel like, you know, Adelaide like to back your hand after two preseason games and a regular season game?
Yeah, no. I mean, there's no excuse to not be ready, that's for sure. We've had a lot of time to prepare, and we've seen them 3 times. And before all that, most of these guys knew each other anyway. So, yeah, there'll be no excuses for not being prepared or being ready. And I'm sure both teams will have a few wrinkles to throw out, but at the end of the day, it's going to be just down to execution and effort and playing together. Yeah, as of now, he is. So as long as nothing happens between now and the game, he'll be out there, and he's looked good in practice, so it'll be good to have him back. Yeah, no, it's kind of a game by game thing. See what kind of a roster we have out there, and we just, you know, the guys' job is to go out there and give it all they have and play together. And it's our job as coaches to be prepared and come up with a offensive and defensive tweaks and to our game plan that will adjust to the guys we have. So we'll look at that on the way over here, and I think we're pretty well set with who's playing tomorrow. So hopefully all goes smooth when we get out there.
Yeah.